This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Thursday, October 22, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. A designated advisor to listed Westcoal has been found guilty of insider trading and made to pay an administrative penalty of 150,000 rand. Judge Fricky Eerloff found that Marius Meyer, the designated advisor to the JSE Altex listed Coal Junior, had contravened Section 73 of the Securities Service Act and that the two counts brought had been adequately established. The Financial Services Board conducted the investigation and its Directorate of Marketing Abuse had brought the case before the FSB's Enforcement Committee. Workers at Chile's Spence copper mine plan to resume wage talks with owner BHP Billiton to solve a 9-day strike that has hurt output and fanned worries about copper supplies. The strike is hurting output at BHP's mine, which produced close to 165,000 tons of copper last year, and is also seen as an indicator of upcoming labour talks at other mines in the world's top copper producer, Chile. Spence union leader Andres Ramirez said that a government mediator convinced both parties to hold talks on Thursday. He had previously threatened a long stoppage to pressure the company to improve wages and benefits. Also making headlines, First Quantum must continue its case against a DRC court. Diversified mining company Anglo American will sell non-core assets, including Score Metals, to focus on its core mining activities. Australia's Base Metals will build a new base metals mine in Tasmania. And Washington-based Gold Reserves files for arbitration against the Venezuelan government. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.